key focus of the meeting was this issue of not leaving any families behind. We know that many of the families will struggle with the 10% contribution they have to make. They'll struggle with the issue of renting accommodation during the refurbishment or reconstruction of their home, with storage of their furniture and all of their goods in the house. So it's a huge challenge. And what I welcome from the Minister and the senior officials is that they have confirmed that the payments will be staged payments. So the cost, for example, of the engineer's survey, the test of the concrete blocks, the plan that the engineer has to do to make your home safe, the construction works that are required, all of that is paid in stage payments and paid swiftly. And the other focus then, of course, is the banks. And the banks need to step up big time here.
And it was a somewhat positive indication that the minister agreed that the banks and other financial institutions should assist the homeowners.
The minister very much agrees with me. And I noted the efforts of the Mike Action Group, who had been engaging with the banks and financial institutions. But it's really important now, and this scheme is imminent. Donegal County Council will have it up and running very, very soon. So what we need is the banks now to be engaging with their customers, to be supporting them, not just with zero interest loans, but I believe they need to go a significant bit of the way with making up these costs. Now, these costs can be anything up to €30,000 if you have a full reconstruction, rent and all of that. It's a lot of money, and the banks are benefiting hugely. I mean, right now, all across Donegal, the asset book of the banks will be returned to full market value. That's huge good news for them, and they need to help the homeowners to get this over the line. So it's critical now that we hear from the banks.